What if we started out this week's program with an exciting new segment called Leafy Salad Memories?
We could do that. During my travels last week, I actually had a delightful bound salad, and I almost took a photo of it to send it to you.
Oh, listen, we could do bound salad memories.
Yeah. Two things. I had never been to Tampa. Apparently, because it's right against the Gulf, it stays relatively cool there. But for the first time in recorded history while I was there, it eclipsed 100 degrees. So I'm in Tampa, and it's hot. And you know, the only way to cool down when you're that hot is to find yourself a delightful bound salad, chilled to perfection. I had a really good potato salad while I was down there.
Well, thank you. That was bound salad memories.
Yep.
The audio from our last recording disappeared, but I happened to take some notes during the recording, so I thought I could just read some of the notes, and the listener would get the gist of what we talked about.
Okay.
First, I guess we came up with some team mascot ideas.
We did.
Because we had written down some mascot ideas here in my notes, and some of the ideas we had. Do you remember any of these? We had barbers.
Ooh.
Auctioneers. Yeah. The upside downers.
We liked that.
Yeah. And then the dishwashers and the pollinators. And then we had the skippers. The paddlefish was one of them.
Yep. This was all inspired by that drawing that you found.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's
still right here.
Back to me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I found this sheet of paper in the parking lot, and it just says, draw your own mascot. Oh, yeah. And then there's an upside-down dog on it.
That's what inspired like upside-downers.
A pink ascot. Yeah, yeah. So it was like the upside-downers was this guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's making sense. That's what we talked about.
Yep.
Do you have any new ideas for mascots? I mean, there were some good ones there, I guess, but do you have any new ones?
On the spot here. Not right this second.
I came up with a new one.
High Tiders.
It was the Pilers.
Pilers?
Yeah, like just somebody like who piles things up. Like you pile, you know, a pile of sticks or something. You call it the pilers.
Okay.
Or it could be like the stick pilers.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
I don't mind high tiders. I was
Why'd
out
you
there.
Say it like that?
No, I said it's not bad.
It isn't bad.
No, it's not.
No.
No, I agree. High tiders. I mean, I was all this nautical stuff that I was experiencing last week in Tampa. We talked a lot about the tide.
Piles of cardboard or different branches, or maybe you got a pile of books on your desk.
High pilers.
The book pilers.
Book pilers. High pilers.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yes. It's good.
What do you want pilers. From me? What
no,
do you want
I know.
From me?
Would you grade it? Would you be willing to grade it?
Would
this be an interesting segment where I come up with mascot ideas and then you grade them?
No one's going to care about that.
Stick pilers.
I'm not going to grade it.
Well, I think it's a decent mascot. That's all I'm saying. I think it's very relatable. Let's talk about it. What are the...
We've all piled something.
Yes.
Everyone's done it.
This is relatable.
It's a pile of clothes. It's a pile of sticks.
Like the high tiders? I'm from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, like the gorillas. We've got like the gorillas here. We don't have any gorillas in the Midwest. Come on.
You know?
You can have something that's not from the Midwest.
I don't travel to Tampa. Okay? I'm sorry. Okay, but I pile things. I make piles.
You do.
Piles of paper, piles of books, sticks.
Yeah.
Stick pilers.
Good job.
After mascot ideas in my notes, I circled the word bound salad. So I'm not sure if we thought that would make a good team mascot. Would it make a good team mascot? You'd be the bound salads?
No, it wouldn't, but it inspired a different segment, but which we've already done.
Okay, so this is where it got kind of confusing. You know, I had circled bound salad, and then I wrote three-legged dog. I wrote jump a crick, swim a creek.
Oh, yeah.
The word that, and then turkey pot. These are things that I wrote in my notes.
Okay. Some of it's coming back to me now. But if there was one true piece of wisdom that emerged from our unrecorded radio program, it's that you jump a crick and you swim in a creek.
Yes.
Let's never forget that.
And then I wrote, and I think this is a pretty good question to ask on a computer radio program. I think this is a pretty intelligent, this is a thought-provoking, philosophical-type question.
Is it a bat or a turkey pot?
Is it ridiculous to think a Bound Salad reference could add a little flavor to this month's Perkins Storage and Transfer radio ad? Because if you recall, it was my turn to write the Perkins Storage and Transfer radio ad last month.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the some of the stuff that was just
But
bouncing around.
But wait a minute.
Bounding around
our
heads.
You did do that.
Earlier this year, we discovered that digital ads that reference Bound Salad get an inordinate number of clicks on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if you reference Bound Salad in radio? That was the gist of the unrecorded, mysterious episode 25 of our computer radio program. We were asking that question, and so I think you challenged me. This is coming back to me now. What happened was you challenged me to not only include Bound Salad in the script,
right,
but you challenged me to include the words that I wrote down in my notes. So all those funny words, three-legged dog, jump a crick, swim a creek, bat, and the turkey pot.
They were all in there.
The challenge was to include those words into the script.
Yeah.
So I did that, and we did record it. But I thought, instead of just playing the radio ad that's currently in rotation on Brookings Radio, instead of just playing it, I could actually have you perform it.
You want me to perform it?
Live.
Okay.
On the computer radio program.
I mean, I can try.
We've never done it before.
No, this is new.
So I have a script. I printed out a script. This one's just titled Turkey Pot. And remember, the challenge was to include all those things, and it's inspired by Bound Salad.
Yeah.
What are some of your...
I always do this. I always go, moving day. Words that strike fear into the very bravest of hearts.
So that's what you do to kind of get yourself in the mindset.
Birkin Storage and Transfer. Twice the movers. Movers. Look under movers in the yellow pages.
For the first time ever, Michael J. Hart IV will perform live on the computer radio program the new ad for Perkins Storage and Transfer, Turkey Pot, in 3, 2, and 1.
I should have never taken that last bite of Uncle Lonnie's Bound Salad. Is Uncle Lonnie the best? Yes, he is. When I needed help moving out of the storage unit, did Uncle Lonnie show up with some moving straps and a dolly? Of course. When I needed him to jump a crick and help me save that three-legged dog, did Uncle Lonnie scoop it up in a turkey pot? You know it to be true. Now, is it a little weird every time he comes over he brings a vat of Bound Salad? I suppose, but I'm not going to be the one to tell him. If creeks are for swimming, Bound Salads are for eating. Still, I regret taking that last bite. I guess every once in a while, you spin the wheel and you lose. Next time I need help with a move, I think I'll call the professionals at Perkins Storage and Transfer. They stand for fair deals and honest answers, dependability and timeliness. Plus, if Uncle Lonnie shows up with a pound of Bound, at least there'll be some more people there to help eat it. Perkins Storage and Transfer. Twice the movers. Movers. Look under movers in the yellow pages.
He's 80% sure his blood type is B negative. He prefers leafy salad over Bound Salad. He's the voice of the award-winning Perkins Storage and Transfer radio campaign, Michael J. Hart IV.
Thank you.
Did the three-legged dog fall in the creek or the crick?
You fall in the crick and then you start swimming in the creek?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know.
That's a good point.
It is a good point.
Yeah. Because at this point, let's assume for a moment the three-legged dog did attempt to jump the crick, but since it's, you know, it's got a one-leg deficiency, it doesn't make it. So it falls in. Does it fall into the crick or does it fall into the creek?
Yeah, well, I think we established in Mysterious Episode 25 that cricks are for jumping.
Right.
Creeks are for swimming.
But my point is he attempted to jump the crick.
Yes.
But he doesn't make it. And he falls into the...
crick. Because if cricks are for jumping, they're also still falling into.
Okay, but then once you're in it...
then you're swimming in a creek.
Okay, so it changes.
I think
that That makes sense to me. It makes sense to me.
I think the differentiator here is if you choose to jump in it and swim, then it's a creek. But if you fall into it and you just have to swim out because you're trying to survive, it's a crick.
It's still a crick. Because you're just...
He didn't choose to go swimming in that crick. He fell in it.
Swimming in the creek, you mean.
Yeah, it, yeah, well, it wasn't a creek. It was, no, it was a creek.
Because it was just a failed jump. It wasn't a swim.
Creeks are for jumping. Creeks are for swimming. That's so creeks for sure would also be for...
Fallen.
Fallen, yep, into.
Yep.
How about the creek jumpers as a mascot?
Now, that's...
That's a good name.
We can both get really into that.
Okay.
Creek jumpers.
Would you rather be part of the, you know, creek jumpers softball team?
Mm-hmm.
Or the stick pilers?
Creek jumpers. How about this? Would you rather be part of the creek jumpers or the creek swimmers?
Creek jumpers.
Yeah.
Is that even a question?
Well, it was a question, but I just wanted to ask it.
I bet if we asked 100 people, 100 people would choose creek jumpers.
No, there's always, there's, no.
Not on that one.
It'll be 80-20. It'll be 80-20.
Not on that one. 100 out of 100 are going to choose creek jumpers.
Well, you've got homework for our next program. What, you got to ask 100 people.
I don't even know what the first one was. I've so quickly dismissed it. It's either
creek jumper,
swimmers.
Creek swimmers.
Yeah, creek swimmers. Whoa, 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 okay, no. Whoa, 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 okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm going to quick write this in my notes. Would you rather be part of the creek swimmers or the creek jumpers? And I'm saying 100 out of 100.
Yeah, but you got to ask 100 people.
That means 100%
yep
are going to choose creek jumpers.
If you're, yeah. I just don't think that's possible.
You don't think so?
I think it'll be closer to 80-20.
Okay,
probably like, it. I bet it's like 80, 83 want to be creek jumpers and like 17 want to be creek swimmers.
Okay, well, what if you give me an over-under of 83? Okay. I'm going to say over 83.
Okay.
Out of 100.
All right.
Over 83% are going to say creek jumpers.
And you don't. It doesn't have to be for the next... You
know, it's going to be the next
radio
one.
Program. It could be three from now.
No,
because it might take
it's
time.
Be the next one
to talk to. 100.
I won't do another radio program until
you talk to 100 people.
Over 83% are going to choose creek jumpers.
Okay.
I'd be very surprised if it was under that. I'd be very surprised.
Okay.
Did you enter into the Sioux Empire Fair Arts and Crafts competition?
I did. Actually, yeah. I put in two entries this year.
So I think next week we'll probably also have results of the Arts and Crafts competition and this poll that we're doing.
Right. Yeah. Well, that sounds great.
It sounds like a great show.
Yeah. Ribbons all around.
Sounds like a really good show.